developments over the weekend, and then we'll go to your latest revelations about the countries that have offered Edward Snowden asylum, what happened to Evo Morales, the Bolivian president whose plane was forced down in Austria because it was believed Snowden was on board.
I think that the United States government has been its own worst enemy in this entire episode. The idea that they would pressure their European allies to block the plane carrying a president of a sovereign state from flying over their countries and force it to land rather dangerously in a country it had no intention of landing in, simply because they wanted to deny Edward Snowden the international well-established right to seek asylum, is a really radical and extreme act. It just smacks of rogue nation status and of the kind of imperialism and colonialism that Latin America has long chafed at, and I think that's the reason you're seeing so much support for Snowden in Latin American governments and among the populations as well.